Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you on WFAN. And Monday is June 30th. And believe it or not, in the throes of baseball and the middle of the summer, it is the start of NBA free agency. And the Knicks do not yet have a coach. Does that matter? What are their plans? To talk about it, we bring in Ian Begley. Covers the Knicks and NBA for SNY, host of The Putback. Hey, Ian, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Lori, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are the Knicks doing, Ian? Let's start with any update on the coaching search.
Yeah, the update that I have is things are advancing. I think that I wouldn't expect it to last too much longer, but you know, these things can change last minute with these things, but I do think things are advancing. I don't think it's going to be much longer now. Obviously, we know Taylor Jenkins, Mike Brown, Mike Inouye, James Borrego, the known interviews. So I think that Brown and Jenkins probably would be a step ahead of the other two gentlemen. But we'll see. I mean, I do think we're rounding the bend here, and hopefully should have an answer. Hopefully this week, but we'll see.
So, official status, according to Ian, hopefully this week. And yes. I would say that Knicks fans probably agree with that. But looming out there, there continues to be sort of like a scab that you keep picking at. There seems to be this won't-go-away Jason Kidd discussion, yet there he was on the podium, current head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, sitting there. They're announcing, introducing Cooper Flagg, and their GM, Nico Harrison, shooting it down. Is that done deal, like no way Kidd, or is there still some sort of Hail Mary there?
You know, there's always a Hail Mary because it would take, it's not Jason Kidd to make something happen. It's not on the Knicks. So if Kidd wanted to saber rattle, wanted to make some noise and make things uncomfortable behind the scenes, that's what it would take essentially for him to get out of Dallas. I think that that was still something that the Knicks took seriously as of like earlier this past week, but as we move forward here, and I just see it as less and less likely. The interesting thing to me, as far as coaches go, is Billy Donovan agreed to an extension. Don't know if he signed it yet. It's a little strange because the reporting on that came out maybe a week and a half ago, right after he talked to the Knicks. But yet there's been nothing official there. So that's a little odd. But yeah, I think that, you know, that probably is more realistic than Kidd at this point. And the Kidd thing, I think it'll end up with him getting an extension in Dallas. I think that's much more likely than him ending up in New York.
So most likely we're looking at one of the four known candidates that they have interviewed already. And is, you said, Mike Brown, Taylor Jenkins, the two that have more, certainly more playoff success, more of an extensive resume. Borrego with Charlotte did well relative to that job. And Mike Inouye, a really well thought of assistant, kind of round out those four. If you, is it still that they value the more experienced coach and therefore Mike Inouye not really having a chance, or do you think this one is wide open?
Well, look, Mike Inouye, I want to say, I know he did well in his interview. I know he impressed the people he spoke with. My read on it still is it's not as wide open as these four guys having, equal shot. My read on it still is that the Knicks will end up with a coach with head coaching experience and not a first-time head coach. And Borrego obviously has the head coaching experience, but I do think that, Brown and Jenkins, I know Brown did well in his interview. I think those two, I would put them ahead of Inouye and a Borrego at this point. So if you can deduce there that the Knicks are valuing head coaching experience as they look for Tom Thibodeau's replacement.
From what you hear around the league, how important is it for the Knicks that they don't have a head coach? And here is free agency starting on Monday at 6 p.m. with teams being able to negotiate. And they may not sign a deal, but negotiate. How important is it that the Knicks don't have a coach?
It matters. It matters because, when you're talking as a free agent, you're talking to an organization. Mm-hmm. You want to know who you're playing for, obviously. But also, you want to know what your role is going to be, and you want to hear that from the head coach. You want to hear, at least through the front office, that they've been told by the head coach, you're going to, we see you getting X amount of minutes. We see you in this role. The Knicks, not having a head coach, can't have those conversations earnestly. They can speculate. They can say, we think it's going to be this. But if you don't know, then you don't know. And it just creates an element of uncertainty. And if you're trying to sell a free agent on the idea that, hey, we have this, $5 million taxpayer exception, and you have another offer that's $7 million, but, come here because you have a chance to win. You could push us over the top. But we don't know who the coach is yet. So it does create a strange dynamic that I'm sure if all things were equal and they could have figured out before free agency, they would have, because you want to avoid something like this at such an important time.
I've been one who has mostly been defending the Knicks front office in the sense, in terms of taking their time, in that, right away, I didn't really see that there was a particular need that they had to have had one guy in mind. And I understood where if you wanted to get rid of Tom Thibodeau and start interviewing, you didn't want to disrespect him by having interviewed another candidate while he still had the job and was coaching in the playoffs. Like, I got that. But here we are with it dragging out, and are you hearing any internal dynamics? I refer sometimes to the Knicks front office. But in terms of decision-making here and this going on, is this Leon Rose? Is this William Wesley? Is this Gerson Rosas? Is this, James Dolan? Like, who's making this decision about the head coach?
Sure. Yeah, I think I'm sure Leon Rose solicits input from everybody around him, but ultimately, it's his decision to go to Jim Dolan and say, hey, this is what I want to do. And then, you figure the money out. Obviously, the owner signs off on the money part. But I think ultimately it's Leon Rose's call, assuming once he brings a name to James Dolan, they figure out the money and the contract kind of works itself out. That in that sense, it is fully Leon Rose's decision, is my understanding. He's not going to make it alone. He's going to solicit people's thoughts, but ultimately it will be his call, assuming once you get to that stage where you're giving an answer to your owner, you're able to get past that hurdle of getting the money together and figuring that out.
We've heard about some of the disconnect or some of the things maybe that were issues with Tom Thibodeau, and Knicks fans saw some things during the course of the season that they thought as well. But when you think of Tom Thibodeau, very successful, obviously very successful head coach and got the team to the Eastern Conference Finals, what do you think are the top three things that the Knicks should be prioritizing in a new head coach versus, you know, when you look back and think about Thibs?
I mean, look, I don't want to take anything away from what Tom Thibodeau did. My opinion, he deserved another year, at least to see what he could do in this offseason with the same group. But be that as it may, I think what you need in a new head coach, somebody who really has a dynamic vision on offense in a way that, you know, you can get the best out of the talent that you have, because you have an offensively talented group. So I think that's where I go initially. I think somebody who's a good communicator with the players in the locker room, somebody who could, you know, develop a good rapport and communicate easy decisions, hard decisions, good things, bad things to the players. Because I think for all Tom Thibodeau's strengths, delivering tough messages, delivering tough news, I don't think that's something that he did often. And I think that created a strained dynamic at times. So I would go there as well. And then, you know, just the idea that you're collaborative with your front office and you are, you know, open dialogue is encouraged, differing opinions encouraged, but ultimately you make decisions together. I think that's important too. I think Tom Thibodeau, you know, certainly had strong relationship with Leon Rose and others in the front office. But sometimes I think it was, you know, not always a collaborative situation. So that third would be just kind of being on the same page as much as possible with the decision makers and having a vision that align everybody can kind of align with. So those are the three that I would go with, Lori, as they hopefully get closer to making a decision.
What do you think it means for the current coaches, the assistant coaches on the staff, and in particular Rick Brunson, Jalen's dad, as an assistant? Mm-hmm. Where do you see that with a new head coach?
Yeah, I think that the new head coach is probably going to be given free rein to bring in who he wants to bring in. I think maybe there's going to be, you know, suggestions, recommendations maybe of who to keep from the previous staff. But I think ultimately it will be that coach's call. And then, you know, on Rick Brunson, the way I see it is,
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kind of like, is Jalen Brunson comfortable with Rick being there every day, coaching him every day? The answer is obviously yes. So if I'm a new head coach, I want to establish a good relationship with Jalen Brunson. I'm going to have Rick Brunson on my bench. And you know, if I want to make a difficult start to the relationship, I make a change there. And I don't have Rick Brunson on my bench. So to me, that's how I would look at it. I can't tell you how the guy or women who they ultimately hire is going to see it, but that's kind of how I see it.
By the way, you tossed out or women. I don't know. We were seeing Dawn Staley and all kinds of other, you know, should we just assume it's one of the four candidates that you've mentioned before that they've interviewed so far? Like, that's who we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know much about that Staley situation, but just my read on it right now is that it would be, you know, one of the four, even, you know, one of the two, Jenkins Brown, or like a wild card, like a Donovan or another wild card that, you know, we're not seeing right now. I don't think it would end up being Dawn Staley. That's just my read on it, you know, as we sit here tonight.
Talking to Ian Begley about the Knicks. And so as we look, Monday, 6 o'clock, teams are talking to free agents. And as we know, there's all kinds of tampering stuff that happens that theoretically isn't supposed to, and agents and conversations behind the scenes. And what are you hearing in terms of rumors about the Knicks and who they might be interested in, or, you know, whether that's signing a free agent or even potentially about a trade?
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole league, obviously, until further notice, is keeping an eye on Milwaukee with number 34, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, there hasn't been like a public reciting of the vows, renewing of the vows that I've seen that I would count in Milwaukee yet. So we'll see what happens up there. But that's, you know, pie in the sky stuff, long shot stuff. And so I think more realistic, you know, you're looking at backup guard, campaign. If I was guessing, I would guess that campaign, they would recruit over campaign, so to speak, and they'd look for a backup guard. And then I look at Tyus Jones, because last year there was mutual interest between Jones and New York. Jones ultimately deciding to go to Phoenix, but New York was definitely under consideration. And then in terms of veteran leadership, also frontline help, Al Horford's out there.
Yep.
Boston, because of the trades that they made, they're going to be able to re-sign him, make him an offer, but they're limited what they can offer him. And I think the Knicks, as it currently stands with Boston's finances, they could offer more with that exception that they have than Boston could. But general sentiment that I'm hearing right now, at least, is like he's more likely to end up in Boston than New York. So let's see how these things play out. We'll hear more 6 o'clock, even 5:30 p.m. Leading into free agency tomorrow.
How about an extension? Another thing we've heard about is potential Mikal Bridges doing an extension with the team. Obviously, it takes Bridges being interested, the team being interested. What, you know, are you hearing, if anything, about that? How likely is that to happen?
You know, he was eligible at the 6 month anniversary of the trade, and that has come and gone. And the idea that, you know, it hasn't gotten done immediately, to me, tells you that maybe, you know, there is like something that's less than 100% certain there. And there's a reason. Is the reason as simple as, hey, we need to figure out the head coach before we make this major decision on Mikal Bridges? That to me would make sense. But something is not 100% certain, because if it was, they would have gotten done on the first night that he was eligible to do it. So maybe they wait to see what the head coach thinks, the new head coach, whoever it is, whoever it's going to be. Maybe that's the holdup. I don't think they'll trade him for, let's say, like, you know, to a package of a starter and a bench player. I think you're only putting him in a trade if it's a clear upgrade like an Antetokounmpo. So I think most likely scenario is he's not traded and he's extended. But with number 34 out there, I'm not fully counting that out, just like I can't fully count out Jason Kidd yet, just because that specter is kind of hanging out there for everybody to kind of wait and watch and see what happens.
You put out the news today, and a few others did as well, that the Knicks picked up the option on Ariel Hakpoorti. And is he the young player on the roster that you expect to get the most playing time, that, you know, if we're talking about first and second year players this upcoming season? Or how do you see the role of some of these young players? Certainly that was something under Tom Thibodeau where those guys didn't get a lot of playing time last year.
Right. Yeah, I think you could pencil in Hook 40 as the third center. And what that means on a night-to-night basis is probably not in the regular rotation, but certainly if there's an injury, he jumps in there. That's my read on it. I know that the people I talked to over there liked what they saw from him before he got hurt and felt that there was a lot to work with there. So I think, yeah, if I have to name a player who I think is going to get the most minutes and be involved the most, I would say it's Hook 40. Kolick, I have to think, in general, I think whoever comes in and is head coach, I think you're going to see these guys, at least in garbage time, get minutes and get some time to be out there on the floor in ways that I think Tom Thibodeau was hesitant to do. So Nikolic, even if he's not in the rotation, and I don't think he will be necessarily, but he should get more opportunities to play, you know, when games are out of reach one way or the other. And I think that whoever the new head coach is going to really want to integrate some of these younger players, whether it's more player development, trying to get them ready for their opportunity, or giving them those opportunities and actually, you know, seeing what you have, seeing if this is a player that could help you when you need, if whether it's injuries or whatever the case may be, if you do need a body.
Last offseason, last summer, obviously the Knicks making two huge trades. Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges. And the thought process was that the Knicks were trying to design a team to get past the Boston Celtics, who they believe, rightfully, the defending champions and the best team in the league and in the conference. Mission accomplished. They get past them. They get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They lose to the Pacers. With the way the East feels wide open, but yet here are the Pacers, do you expect the Knicks to look at this offseason with some of these moves around the margins? How do we get past the Pacers? Or is that really the biggest move, the change at head coach?
Yeah, you know, I think if you're looking at your opponents, you're probably not as sad as it is, because I hate to see injuries have such a big impact on a season. But with Halliburton, Tyrese Halliburton probably missing the whole year, Tatum being out for a while, coming back maybe at the end of the year, Damian Lillard, you know, similar thing. I don't know if you're looking at one team and saying, hey, we have to build our team in a way that we can get past these guys. I think it's a little bit more wide open. It's funny because, you know, they ended up beating Boston. They had a team that could beat Boston, but I guess they weren't thinking about the Pacers because they were a juggernaut that no one saw coming, really. I don't think coming into the playoffs. But yeah, I think the wide open nature to me of this upcoming Eastern Conference season, to me, the head coach, I'm sure sees that opportunity. And I think the head coach, whoever they choose, I think health will be a top priority, because I think the belief is if you can be healthy, if you stay healthy with the group that the Knicks have right now, you should be, you know, contending. You should be a top contender to get out of the East and get to the finals, as long as the health is there. And so that's how I would look at it. I think that's how some people over there are looking at it. I don't think it's necessarily we have to go and make sure we can stop Donovan Mitchell, because that's who we're going to see at the end of the day. I think it's more so let's stay healthy. Let's get a cohesive group together, and I think we're in good shape.
Yeah, no Jason Tatum, no Tyrese Halliburton, no Dame Lillard, no, you know, I mean, it's just, yeah, the Cavs had the record last year, but Giannis is Giannis. Does he even stay? Seems like a wide open Eastern Conference there for the Knicks if they can get this coaching hire right. All right, NBA free agency starts Monday, 6 p.m. You should be following Ian Begley from SNY covering the Knicks for updates. Ian, appreciate the time.
No problem, Lori. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.